It's Monday. I hope there's no technical problems and this goes out Tuesday. It's Justin Panks. Oh, that was so low key. What's wrong?
Well, I'll tell you what's wrong.
I mean, how can you do a Woody Woodpecker low key? You can't, but you managed it.
Oh, yeah, imagine Woody Woodpecker on a down day. Like, Woody Woodpecker.
Everyone has bad days, don't they?
Yeah, well, I am a bit down, if I can be honest.
Go on.
The next back.
No.
Yeah, well, I think it's me. I think it's self-inflicted. Because I crane it so much to click it to release the pockets of gas, I've woke up today and I've been like, oh, I've done a lot of driving. I gigged Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The closest gig to my house was Sunday, which was 2 hours. Friday was 3 hours and Saturday was like, well, 3 hours as well, each way. So I've been sat in the car. That doesn't help. And I think I've been craning and clicking my neck absent-mindedly. And I think I've hurt myself again. And I've got a bad neck again and headache again.
So, like, strained it. So why is it improved? If it's a herniated disc?
No, it's not. It's prolapsed. Which I haven't actually, which is very unlike me, I haven't researched or Googled the difference, but it's a prolapsed.
Oh, prolapsed means it has slid out of the between the vertebrae. It's prolapse.
What she said to me is it's the walls have been breached of this jelly thing between the vertebrae and fluid has come out.
Oh, I thought that was herniated.
Well,
okay.
I look like a fucking doctor, mate. Can you see me? You can't even see me. If you could, you'd say he doesn't look like a doctor, that guy. But, what's he do? Not a doctor. That's what.
So, the reason I know a bit about this is because there was a footballer called Darren Eady.
I remember Darren
Eady.
He did play for Norwich.
He had this, and he went to a German doctor that basically manipulated
him. Bloody German. What did he do? Sew a child's leg onto his head or something?
No, he just pressed the disc together and split it apart.
Them German doctors have changed since the 40s then.
But now it's done by a keyhole surgery where they trim it off.
What? Bloody Lloyd Grossman?
Through the keyhole surgery.
Who would have a disc? Ironically, an impression I don't know if I can do. I can't remember how does he talk?
You sound like Bob Dylan there.
Who would have in a spine like this? We're going to fix his spine with a keyhole disc. Keyhole Timpsons, keyhole surgery. I don't know. I'm still
working. Timpsons.
Well, I like Timpsons because we haven't spoken about my Friday gig on here, have we?
No.
Okay. Flow killer. So, what were we talking about? Yeah, so Darren Eady.
Yeah. So, it's not, although it's a big operation because it's on your spine, it is a doable one. Like, if it goes to surgery, don't be too worried. I think it is, like, fairly routine nowadays.
What do they give you when they cut you open? They give you some sort of liquid to warm you up, because I was reading about it and saw it on Twitter today. Is it some... Do you see that?
No.
Some of the rise of obesity is linked to surgery drinks. What?
What?
Yeah.
Surgery drinks?
Yeah, I'll get it here. I was looking on Twitter. Oh, sugary drinks.
I knew that there was something.
There's always
because
something.
Because I'll tell you why.
I'll tell you for why, like, on account of. Go on.
I feel like, the more of these that you do, the darker the underlying sadness is
more
what
of
I
what?
Think. The more of things like surgery drinks. Like, you're not happy with that as a joke.
Thrilled. Absolutely delighted.
But what I feel like it is like putting 8mm hardboard over, instead of floorboards, put down 8mm hardboard and expecting the floor not to fall through. That is where I feel that your mental health is at.
Well, one, it's not for you to say where my mental health is at.
Yes, it is.
Oh. Two, what was that about the floor? What 8mm? What are you talking
8
about?
8 mil hardball. You're going to fall through it, basically. Yeah, you fall through you might as well.
Unless it's on concrete. What are you talking about? You're talking about floorboards.
There's joists. Joists. There's joists.
Oh, right. So, but you've got to be careful. Make sure you don't restrict the flow, the through flow. You'll get dry rot.
I put down... Oh, there's definitely some woodworm in one of my joists.
Have
I
you seen a woodworm?
No.
It's an ant. Did you know it's not a worm at all?
No, I didn't. Mm. I will look after this, but I saw some. I thought, oh, that's probably been dealt with as I put the new floorboards over.
Oh, yeah, don't
the top
worry about all that. Hey, do you have to be on the lookout for, as a vegan man, are you aware... Oh, I can't remember what's... Alchetta powder, what is it called?
Don't know.
Yeah, be careful of the old alchetta. Don't be eating the alchetta.
What's alchetta? What does that mean?
Crushed up crickets. Crushed up grasshoppers. Oh. They're putting in everything now, apparently. I think it's called alchetta. Yeah, it's a new thing. It's not called alchetta. I am going to look. Oh, no, it's sugary. No, hang on. That's the last one. Let's look up this. Alchetta. Surgery drinks. That was fucking good stuff, Panks. I'm in on a Monday morning. What am I doing? What was I just doing?
So tell me about your Friday gig.
Hang on. I'm going to tell you about this.
You're listening to the...
Achetta. A-C-H-E-T-A. Cricket flour is a good source of protein, iron and vitamin B12. It is also low in fat. Cricket powder can be used in a number of ways. For example, energy bars, snacks, smoothies, fortified flours and much more. It can be used to improve the taste and nutritional content of any food. We don't want... Hey, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, I know you listen. We don't want to eat your crushed up insects. No, thank you.
Not interested in that. Why is it weird? Like you've said before, like a prawn is no different to a cricket or a locust, is it?
Well, the thing was, yeah, well, actually, scientifically, that they're in the same... Well, the crustacea, I think, because... There was a might be an apocryphal tale, one of those urban myths. Someone was super allergic to seafood, got their chicken fried rice from the Chinese, had anaphylactic shock. When they went and checked out what had gone on, the authorities, it was cockroaches. Exact same reaction as that. I don't know if that is true, but it sort of sounds like it could be. I mean, it sounds like
it's the same. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just I was looking at a fish today. They're weird, aren't they? I know. Not just online. I just sort of Googled fish and started looking at fish, thinking about them. And I think it's weird that they've got, like, faces. I don't see why they've got faces. Can I say that?
Seems, I agree with you.
Seems like the face seems extraneous to the fish's requirements.
Yeah, what's it looking at?
Why has it got two eyes either side of its head?
Is it mainly looking for predators?
It's a fucking animal that used to be on the floor. And then there was the great flood and it's adapted to the water. I know, like, well, certainly porpoises and stuff, right? They can't breathe in the water. I think at this stage we all know that they have devolved or they're evolving to the water. They didn't evolve in the water. They evolved out.
No, that's right. Oh, what about those mud skippers? Have you seen them? Those fish that live on... They can go in the land. They could just... And then they dry
well,
out.
Eels are like that, aren't they? Eels can live on... They crawl across...
Can they?
You know Ely in Cambridgeshire? So called because when the fens were flooded, it was an island. The eels would just come out of the water. Whoop, like snakes go across it and down into the other bit of water. Eels can climb across the land to get to another piece of water, as can octopi. Yeah.
But how do they know what's over there?
I know. Have you ever seen how clever an octopus is? Have you seen these things that they do?
When they undo a jar and get in it and put the lid back on?
Yeah. It can undo a jar and get something out of it and put the lid back on. Exactly that. I mean, already I'm like, no. Like, before the internet, when you couldn't just summon any video at will, if you someone told me that in the pub, I just thought they were crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Yeah, there is a lot of crazy people.
And also they can predict like the football scores in a World Cup.
I know they can. Very good round the old dinger. If you put one on your dinger, I love it. Got all suction.
No way.
Yeah,
you
on the dinger,
trust
mate.
That. It's like getting put it off, wouldn't it?
It's like, nah. It's like a very, very dexterous hand job. It's like a hand made out of a minge tugging you off. That's what
Haven't
like.
They got an eye on the end of every... arm or something? Or was that starfish?
I don't know, but I do know that I've eaten baby octopus a lot. I love eating octopus. And sometimes
that calamari?
No, squid. Baby octopus look like octopus. They've got the head and everything. And when you get a little crunchy thing and it's their beak. Like you crunch it in your mouth and it's like it's a little bit of calcium crushes. They've got a beak.
Ew.
So they were probably birds, weren't they? If they got a beak. I mean, the way I see it, what's got a beak? What ain't a bird? So I will say.
Platypus?
It's a bill. So you've embarrassed yourself there.
Duck?
Bill?
Oh, pelican.
It's got a beak. And it's a bird. You've proved me right. Well, you're supposed to say things that aren't birds, aren't you?
Has a pelican got a beak?
It's got a big old beak with a hammock on the bottom, hasn't it?
But that's not a bill. When does a bill become a beak?
Well, I've said this before. I think it's of the flat shovel nature.
So a pelican does have a beak. It's just a long, big beak with a dewlap.
Dewlap? I had a weird gig on Friday. This is the weird pod. I had a weird gig on Friday. We're going to call this the weird pod. I had a weird gig on Friday.
Yes, please.
Well, I'll say, by all accounts, it should have been. When I tell you the gig, you go, well, that should be fine. Like, it sounded fine. It was in a Masonic hall after they'd eaten. That people there up to the age of 90. Sure, I'll do that. That sounds good. Yeah. First thing I say, oh, they also say, can you MC it?
I've done two Masons gigs
this
before.
This is now my third. And
they did not like me joking. I didn't specifically Mason it up, but
I did.
There was one where there were women allowed, and I was like, there's half the room are just like looking furiously at these women.
This was mixed crowd of ages. I mean, some people were born in different epoch. So they go to me, can you MC it? I said, yeah, I can MC that. It's got to be clean. I went, well, I can MC clean.
What, DJ all the Dirty. Sets were clean as well, were they?
There's only one other act on it. It was me. This is the thing. So when I get the confirmation through to my diary, it's Justin, go on, do 25 minutes, have a break, then do another 5 minutes and get the headliner on.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's not quite MCing, is it? Been tricked here, and I've been duped. Yeah. Anyway, I got him up there, and I got like, oh.
Right up there.
Right up there. I said, this is a Masonic lodge, is it? No. What? There's a Masonic, it's a Masonic hall. I went,
right. Oh, so you're allowed in the hall, but you're not allowed in the lodge.
I don't know. I said, what's the difference? And they were like, I said, nice to be here at the Illuminati Cadets. Thought that was nice.
Lovely.
Thought
Did
that
they laugh?
No. What's the opposite of laughing? Not laughing.
I've done the thing where you say, I think it might be an obvious thing to say, but I was like, mentioned that I was speeding on the way there, but hopefully I'll speak to one of them to get me off it later.
Well, I did speak to a policeman. So anyway.
Yeah.
I speak to this couple at the front. I said, who hasn't been to comedy? I tell you who's never been to do. I'd say it every time. I say it every time, Ash. Works.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you who hasn't been to comedy. These people sat at the front. Obviously I normally say fucking idiots, but I couldn't. And they'd go, look at this table, and everyone else went, oh, I went, go on, what's your name? She went, oh, whatever. I said, what do you do? She goes, I work for my husband. I said, where is he? She went, him, next to me. I go, you work for him. What is he, a pimp? Right? Big laugh. Right?
Oh, they laughed.
They did laugh. Except the bloke what booked it at the back of the room, who told me to be clean, didn't laugh. It's a fully lit room. I went, oh, I've been told I've got to be clean. Do you want me to be there? No, keep dirty. And I'm looking, and he's like, he's got his head in his hands. The bloke will book me. Yeah.
He's terrified, though, isn't he? He's
so
terrified.
I've gone to myself in my head. It's called a thought. I've gone, yeah, I'm just going to keep it clean. Fuck it. I've prepared myself. Not as I've done any work, but I've resigned to doing clean. I'll work clean.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what do you do, mate? Plumber, right? So I've gone, oh, plumber. Could have a few quid or... maybe you haven't got a few quid. I mean, do you own your own company or do you just work for Pimlico Plumbing? That's what I said.
They're a massive plumbing firm.
They're just like the go-to plumbing firm, isn't it? Like, I couldn't name another one. Like, you know, it's a nationally recognised plumbing firm. Like the Ryanair of plumbing or whatever. Like the go-to joke. Anyway, he's gone, don't talk about Pimlico Plumbing, mate. I went, all right, why's that? I just said, don't talk about them. Okay? What? But atmosphere's gone. I've gone, why? I just said, don't talk about Pimlico Plum. I said, I'm not talking about them really, am I, mate? I'm just asking you, what are they, baddies? What, I don't know. What's trying to get something going? He went, don't talk about Pimlico Plumbing, mate. I went, yeah, all right. But why? Because I'm like, I can't. It's now a standoff. The room's gone. The room is now tense as all hell.
I would. Would you address the room at that point and say, does anyone know why I can't?
I was looking around going, does anyone know this bloke? Is he just a psycho that's walked in here? And I look back and he's just staring at me. And then I went, right, I can't leave. I just need to know. What have I said? What, are you being serious? He went, Fink pointed at me. You're pushing it now, mate. Leave it. You're pushing it.
Yeah, you are pushing. I think you've gone too far there.
And
actually,
I went, okay.
You mentioning Pimlico Plumbers.
I know. And not knowing why I can't. It's like...
Yeah, you shouldn't have mentioned. That's the big mistake you've made. I don't want to teach you how to suck eggs, Panks, but you've gone up on stage.
You said once you did a gig and they said, don't say condom or Pimlico Plumbing.
Yeah, you should never have mentioned fucking Pimlico. I don't know how many times I've got to tell you this.
I'm an edgelord, mate. I'm not dropping my Pimlico bit.
So did you get to the bottom of it?
No. Well, so listen, I move on. There's a black bloke. I go, what do you do? He goes, drive black cab. I went, all right, mate, don't worry. I won't mention Uber, right?
Look back at the Pimlico plumber guy.
Just staring at me like he wants me to die, like he wants to fight me. I went, oh, yeah, and your black cab, what's the best thing about that, blah, blah. Speak to another bloke over this side. What do you do? He goes, I'm a window fitter. I said, oh, don't worry. I won't mention Everest. Look back at the
bloke. Oh, lovely. I was trying to think of a window company as fast as I could. All I could think of was Mr. Window, and I don't even know if that's national or local.
You get one free. Who's that bloke? That was the other one.
Oh, yeah. It's Safe First style. Class window.
Safe Style.
Oh,
Safe Style UK. Buy one, get one free.
There's a... Yeah, who's the other ones? You'll know. First Class Windows, don't deliberate. Call Chelmsford, 22668.
Our big one around is Anglia Home Improvements.
Yeah.
Fucking sharks they are. Fucking hell.
They're all sharks.
I know the big... Well, anyway, so Pimlico, obviously, like... I know the guy's a bit... He's called Charlie something or other. I know he's a bit of a controversial figure. He's had Botox and he's got the wig and he...
Has he got a wig?
Well, he's got the Turkish hair transplant.
It's Charlie Mullins, isn't it? So I knew a bit about this. I knew a bit because he sold him for like $1 billion or something stupid.
No, his name is Mud around the Watford area. That's all I can tell you.
He used to donate a lot of money to the Conservative Party. And
then so it's not that, is it? Because then he'll be Tory, you'd think. So it's not that.
Well, no, he used to donate a lot of money to Tories, but this is the thing. He did, yeah. When Brexit happened, he didn't want Brexit to happen because he's also known for employing immigrants and, you know, he's one a bit like Simpsons where it's like, you know, they give opportunity to people like, you know, immigrants or people who have got a checkered past.
That's why I brought it up. You know, you said Simpsons and I said I haven't told my Friday story. That's what I was
thinking. Oh, there you go. So, yeah, he done that, and that's a bit controversial.
Well, I know he was no jab, no job as well, wasn't he? Which I think is a bit of an overreach for someone in the plumbing game. Why don't you just keep your nose out of, like, World Health, you know?
But he also, he used to donate to the Tories, and then he was anti-Brexit, and then when Brexit happened, he was like, well, okay, I'm not being Tory anymore, and I'm not giving you any more money. And so there was this, like, switch on him, like he was a traitor. But I didn't know anything about the vaccine. That's weird, isn't it? Like, in plumbing, like, you're meant to be jabbed for hepatitis, tetanus.
Because you've got your hands all around other people's shit.
But it's not enforced by, I was a plumber for 15 years. Well, 15
I've made a pledge. I've made a pledge that I won't talk about that.
No,
but
I know, but
me,
I'm
there's a lot of stuff
it.
Coming
so
out, mate.
What I'm saying is...
No, I know, but there's
it,
a
you're
lot
not,
of
so
stuff coming out about the vaccine, Ash. Let's just say that.
No, I'm just saying very quickly...
That I was
it's
right.
It's a strain...
I know
it's
you are, and I appreciate that you told us so. I appreciate you saying you
I don't
told
agree
us.
That you were right. I've not seen anything controversial about
what
it.
You,
but that's...
Are you joking? Are you joking?
No, I've not seen anything.
So you think it was a good idea?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it stopped everyone getting COVID.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. So
I think
anyway,
if you had that first jab,
let's not talk about it.
I'm talking about it. You don't have to join in.
Well, no, all no one wants to hear that they were wrong. All these jabbed up people.
I'm not saying anyone's
it,
wrong. I'm just saying, I think.
Why would you say it?
You had a jab. Mm-hmm. It stopped you getting COVID. Yes. And it stopped you passing COVID on.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And didn't cause any injuries to anyone. Not one.
I don't know about that part,
well,
actually.
Don't you? Mm-hmm. Well, no, well. So that was Friday.
And he never found out. He never turned it round.
I go, right, interval. Did 25 minutes. I hope the promoters like this. And I did 24 minutes.
Just chat, yeah? 25 minutes of pure chat.
I did a couple of my cleaner bits, which went all right. The thing is, Anyway, so I've gone in the back room.
Is that a euphemism?
I was going, did you hear all that? He was going, what the fuck was that about? I said, I don't know. He goes, oh, mate, I was around the front watching. He goes, what? That bloke is meant. I went, yeah. No one's come in. Like, before the show, a couple of people came in. I'm thinking, oh, no, I've shit the bed here. I've pooed myself, Ash. I've pooed myself here. No one. And I'm sitting in there. I go out, and I did like 2-3 minutes and got the headliner on. He's doing 45, which fucking hell. Good luck. And I've took the PA kit. It's my kit. So I'm like, oh, I don't even want to go.
I thought you meant you'd just picked it up and gone off with
no,
it.
No, like. I don't want to go in there and strike my stuff. I'm feeling bad. I haven't felt like this for ages.
Of that one person.
Well, you're never going to do well in that room. I mean, I've been going long enough to know every time.
It's a very strange feeling that, because I've had it where I look at the gig, I can't do well.
If I smash it, I'll get a 5 out of 10. Yeah, that's the recalibration. I was like,
but I do know that feeling, exactly what you're saying of,
well, you look like you don't know what you're doing.
Yes, that's it. They're judging you like the same as if you'd gone to a proper comedy club and eaten shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm sitting there going, I don't even want to go out there. But I'm so glad I did, because I'm out there. And I've got my back to him. I'm really hiding. I've put my hat, baseball cap, and I pulled it right down to my eyebrows. I know they know it's me, but, you know, it's more of a fuck off, don't talk to me thing, the baseball cap. It's not an incognito thing. So I'm,
because people will sometimes think they can help when you're striking as well, won't they? They will. I've had it. Well, do you need a hand? It's like, no, I don't. Do you want to help carrying this out? No, I really don't.
I didn't get on that, but this bloke was like, cool. What was that about? And I looked around. It was the taxi driver. I went, yeah, because he left. He left in the interval. That bloke's gone. Him and his wife are gone.
Fucking hell. I reckon that...
I don't know. I can't guess.
Was having sex with his wife.
Yeah, good. So I went to the taxi driver. He went, what the fuck was that about? I said, I'm glad you said that, mate. I said, I got no idea what... He goes, I don't even know who he is, but a couple of the blokes, we've just been talking. He's a bit of a prick, apparently. I went, yeah, I could have told you that. Then the bloke got booked. I went, what was that about? I said, I don't know. That's what we were just saying. He goes, that was weird, wasn't it? I went, I felt quite grubby saying this, but I said, I've been doing this like 15 years, mate. I said, if I upset someone, I can go, oh yeah, it was that. No, even if I don't agree with it, I would know what I've done.
Yeah.
Like if I said, oh, you're fat. And then someone went, and I went, oh, that was when I called you fat. He didn't like that. I don't even know what happened. Right. And then another bloke.
I wonder if he's a Mason, that bloke.
Yeah, I don't know. And then the bloke who was sat behind him went, cool, that was a bit weird, wasn't it? He goes, I could hear him and his missus like whispering to each other. He goes, I turned my chair round to face you more in case I had to restrain him if he was going to go for you. I went, yeah, that was a bit... What did I say? This bloke was going, I don't even know, what's Pimlico Plumber? What did you say? He was going, what did you say? Perma Plumber. Pimlico, he went, I've never heard of him.
Did I you said, go, you fucking redacted?
Yeah, I did. No, I said, they're just like the Weatherspoons of plumbing. It's just, I don't know what. I just said it.
Maybe that's what it is. So he's got his own plumbing firm, and maybe Pimlico just come and.
Ash,
like, you know.
Let's examine the evidence. He has got his own plumbing firm because his wife's the accountant for it, right?
Oh, yeah.
I said, either you're doing really well for yourself and you own a plumbing firm, or you work for Pimlico. So basically, I'm actually bigging him up a bit. If you were to really sort of chisel down into what
I
was
said.
I bet
Pimlico's nicked so much of his work because they undercut and they're
and
cheap.
Case,
they
you
are
know
the Weatherspoons.
Do you know what you say? Well, I wouldn't work for them cunts. And I go, whoa, bloody hell. All right, mate. But not, don't you talk about
it. He's just lost his big contract.
Yeah, I weren't talking about him, was I? Mate, I just mentioned...
He's just lost his big contract to Pimlico.
I hope he fucking loses his house and he gets AIDS off of a pig. Yeah. I hope he gets AIDS fucked up his ass by a pig. There you go. So anyway, I struck that down. Anyway, everyone was on my side. Did a love dream gig Saturday, I got to say. Fucking what a gig. What a gig. 300 people in a theatre. Beautiful. Then Sunday...
Beautiful. Where was that?
Bernard Manning. Matthews, not Manning. Bernard Matthews. Manning was all fucking bloody...
Beautiful, you Asian person.
Yeah. So, Northerners say beautiful.
Where was it, sorry?
Too much, don't they? They say, oh, beautiful it were. Oh, it had a fried egg, it were fried beautifully. It's like, why do you say beautiful all the fucking time? Shut up. So,
where was the gig?
The Sunday gig I did, gig and Sunday.
Saturday. Where was Saturday? In the theatre?
Cranbrook, the wheel. Do you know what the Weald of Kent is?
No.
Yeah, I didn't either. The promoter goes, oh, we're the only comedy club in the Weald of Kent. And I went, I've never heard that word. What's that? He goes, oh, it's like the inland bit of Kent between. I went, oh.
Oh, is it the rump bit? The bit that sticks out then?
No, that so would be. Like, so if Kent's like a triangular peninsula, I would say peninsula because of Herne Verzog in. Grizzly Man, Timothy Treadwell, who's on the Alaskan Peninsula. So he goes, the Weald of Kent is like that big bit, sort of Dartford. I don't know. But I went, oh, I've never heard that. He went, yes. I went, does it just mean like inland? He went, yeah. And I was like, well, why's Kent got its own word for a bit? That's a bit fucking, I don't know if it's just a Kent word. I don't know if you can have the Weald of East Anglia as well, or if it's just the Weald of Kent. I don't know. But that's where it is. That was a nice gig. Very, very bloody good. Although I'm doing crowd work and I look at this woman and I said, wait, how'd you come here? She went, my sister. She points at her sister. She ain't got no fucking legs. She ain't got no legs, Ash. Well, she has. She's got two mechanical legs sticking down out of her dress onto the floor with shoes on.
Nice. What, and I thought, like, I ain't mechanical even gonna talk to you. Or like poles or...
No, proper, not blades, not your Pistorius blades, like C-3PO legs.
Really?
Hmm. So I'm not going to
say. Like that guy, we gigged with that guy who had robotic legs. What was his name? Simon something.
What?
Do you remember him?
No. Guy with robotic legs.
I'm sure we gigged with him. He had got robot legs. He's got like, he's paralyzed, but he's got like a robot suit, like War Machine.
What?
You're
thinking of fucking Iron Man. What are you dreaming about, brother?
Yeah. So you've seen Iron Man. That's what I was saying. War Machine and Iron Man. Yeah. I forgot you'd seen them all. I think when he leans forward, I know what Iron Man is.
I've got a 7-year-old.
Yeah. You've seen it though. You know that. You know that is a guy in it.
Do you know who Hitler is? You're a Nazi. Yeah, you know who Hitler is. You love it. You love Hitler and Nazis. Yeah. Go on.
So he leans forward and then it walks for him. And he can go up steps.
This is a fever dream. What are you talking about? I would remember that.
This is years ago. Simon something. But he walked. So when I introduced him onto stage.
What are you talking about?
When I introduced him onto stage, right, he walks down the side. It was like a ray.
Dr. Robotnik.
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
A couple of hundred people, and it was. You access the stage. The stage is risen up. The stage is up, raised up, and then you walk down the side and then up onto the stage.
As opposed to those pit stages we often perform in, which are just holes in the floor.
But I introduced him. And then he took so long to get on stage.
Oh, you can't dig the geezer out for... I don't know what you're talking about.
But his robot legs took him up the stairs. And then he walked up and then he did something on stage.
How? Like, he would be the most famous comedian ever. You're dreaming. There's no way
he
would make
it. I'm dreaming. I'm doubting myself at this stage.
You've actually dreamt that. That doesn't exist in the on the planet. That's not a real thing. And I certainly haven't gigged with an open mic comedian with an exoskeletal robot suit. I think I'd remember.
I was going to let you know in a minute. His name is Simon Kindlysides.
You've just made... That's the worst made-up name I've ever heard.
I'm sorry, Simon. I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing that your name is... I can't... All right, can you access Facebook, Messenger?
Yeah. I know this isn't good I don't know. I just opened up my phone. It was that cricket powder. I was like, oh, we've travelled since then.
Oh, God. I don't believe his real name is Simon Kindlysides. I will say that.
That is a character. That's not a real...
I don't think his mechanical legs are character-based, though.
He hasn't got mechanical legs in any of the photos, Ash. He's in a... Do you mean a wheelchair? Is that... Are you trying to describe a wheelchair?
Yeah, he's got, like, wheel legs.
Oh, well, I was picturing, like, Ripley from Alien 2.
I'm joking. He is... I'll send you another picture of his mechanical legs in operation.
I don't know if I want to. So anyway, this woman said it, my sister, and the devil on my shoulder went, half, do you mean half sister? Because she didn't have any legs. But I didn't say that. That's growth. Oh, yeah, I've never seen him before.
Have you not?
No.
Well, he walks up on stage.
I think he's pretending. I don't think that's real. I think he's just got some things on his legs and he's walking. And doing that thing, he's got a cordless drill. Doing that, pulling the trigger every time he takes a step.
Yeah, I mean, that could be true.
I mean, I hope it is, because otherwise I'm being really horrible to a disabled person.
I think I'll send you this picture. You'll like this one. This is him meeting
people. Well, I don't want the pod
to
be me looking at pictures. And you're trying to make me laugh, aren't you?
No, I'm not trying to make you laugh.
Good, because I'm not going to. No, I'm joking. What? Oh, yeah, no, he's... Fuck me.
He met... who was that he's meeting?
Fucking gnome? What is that? Is that him in his front garden? What's he doing?
I think he met Warwick Davis and his wife.
Oh, is that who that is? Look at the size of Warwick Davis's feet. They're bigger than the mechanical man's feet.
Yeah.
He's got a hog on him, isn't he? I mean, if his hog goes down to his knees, that's just average, I reckon.
I like that picture of Warwick Davis's wife. That's nice, to be fair. She's got a little scooter.
And a fringe. She's got bangs. She looks like you. You have got dwarf proportions. Warwick Davis's wife. And you're in the background behind her, look, with your gloves on, whatever that bloke's doing.
And I just want to say that I'm pretty sure you do know this guy. You've sent me that. I'm pretty sure I've seen that picture of Warwick Davis and his wife.
I sent you a picture of him and his family on the red carpet, and his daughter had high heels on. And I was saying, why has she got high heels on to bump herself up to 3'2"? I don't... What? Just short. Isn't it? What's he wearing high heels for? I just find it... I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. It'd be like Shaquille O'Neal wearing lifts. It's like, what? Why are you doing that? You're really massive. No, it wouldn't. What would it be like? I don't know. I feel like I'm in a minefield here. Every time you go quiet, I feel like I'm on thin ice. But anyway, the point is, on Sunday, I did the gig for the promoter from Friday. And I saw him. I went, oh. He went, mate, I've got some feedback for the Masonic Hall. I went, yeah. He went, they loved you. Loved you. I said, did he say about... He went, the plumber, yep, he wanted me to pass on his apologies, no one knows. I went, oh, fair enough, everyone was on my side. But
oh, that's really good.
It was just so tense in the room, and the thing is, it was just tense. But I misread the tension as everyone was, what the fuck is he talking about Pimlico Plumbing for? We all don't want you to talk about...
I thought you realised that they are all with you.
No, not at the time. I mean, I did. That's what I'm saying. When I was striking the PA, I did. But that was like, if I hadn't have had to I would have just driven off thinking that was me. But it wasn't. But not thinking it was me, just like, is he an anti-Mason? Is Pimlico Plumbing like exterminate, rounding up Masons and putting them in concentration camps? I don't know what I'd said. I almost Googled it, but I didn't. That happened. And then... I nearly had a fight with a spaceman on Sunday.
Right, now you need to explain yourself.
Right, the 7-year-old wants a Rubik's star. Rubik's make a fidget spinner, basically. And I don't know, he's just got, one of his mates has got one. He goes, I really want one. And I said, do you know what? This is the lesson in life. I want to old school this. It's Sunday. I said, I'm not going to order it on Amazon. We're going to walk into the city, go around all the toy shops and see if we can find one. We didn't,
That'd
but that's
nice.
Not the point. Yeah, it's not the point, but the point is just to do that, old school. on another note, I very rarely go into the city on a weekend, and I'm not going there anymore because I love Norwich. But on a weekend, I'm like, oh, maybe it's not as nice as I think it is. And I've noticed something, Ash, about the new generations. Can I say this?
Yeah.
We had a thing called the Watershed. And it was like, so before nine, you behaved or said certain, well, you were privy to certain conversations on the media, that after nine, you were different. Bit of swearing, bit of sex, bit of nudity. But now with phones and TikTok, there's no touch. And now there's no censoring. I swear like a motherfucking cunt. But there's just...
Or out in the street.
No, I don't out in the street. No, this is what you do. This is why I wouldn't take the seven-year-old down Prince of Wales Road on a Friday night at midnight.
Yeah.
But it's but 11 o'clock, Sunday's the same. There's people shouting the F and C and S words at each other. That's horrible.
Yeah, I don't think that was as common when we were younger.
It wasn't
really
as common. I don't know if it's this no watershed anymore. You wake up, your first video you see is some brawl in, you know, America where they're motherfucking each other and someone gets shot in the head. It's the first thing you look at. There's just no... Do you know what I mean? It's just all one big amorphous blob of fucking... Or you know, whatever. So anyway, I'm going to go try and see if... It says on the Entertainers, a shop in Castle Moss, a toy shop. It says it's shut online. Because I was Googling toy shops. I don't know where they were. We went into Gerald's. We didn't go John Lewis. They got a toy department. We went into Langtree's. We went into another... Anyway, went looking for this fucking fidget spinner thing. So I'll go see if the Entertainer is shut. You go look in wherever and I'll go look over here. Now there's another toy shop. It's like a posh one for nerds. It's like all bits of shit you build. It's like its own thing. Like this shop is called like I don't know what it's called. It's like a Meccano, but a space age robotic Meccano. But it's called And there's a bloke dressed up. I've got a photo of him. There's a bloke dressed up like an astronaut, right? So I've walked past him. Entertainer is indeed shut. I was going, there's no way they'd shut a toy shop on a Sunday. I'm going to go look with my own eyes. It was shut. So I took a picture of this bloke dressed up, doing like a promotion thing.
He's out the front.
He's out the front. I walk past him, and when I get near him, he lifts up his little space visor, and he goes, "Can I ask you what's the time? What time is it?" So I've looked at him. I've got my phone out of my pocket. I've clicked my little side button, and I've gone 1:20, or whatever it was. And he sort of went, put his visor back down. I don't know what came over me. I went, "Yeah, you're welcome," right? And as I've turned round, I've gone, "You fucking cheeky cunt." Sort of under my breath, but so he could hear me. I honestly have. It really annoyed me. I had to get my phone out of my pocket. And as I turned round, I've basically said, "You fucking cheeky cunt," into a couple's face. Like, as I've turned round to walk away, I'm going, I've like literally said
it. So you're part
it.
Of the problem here.
What's that?
You're part of the problem here in terms of the...
No, that was laser focused directed. I'm talking people just shouting it out like as if it's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the woman's gone, oh my God. And I'll tell you what it was. Like I've just committed a racist. They thought I'd committed a racist crime. That's what they thought. But it wasn't nothing
really?
To do with it. Yep. I definitely felt that. I would, and I felt like, no. You don't know what just happened. He starts, but I'd have said it more than that.
He
starts with the time,
it.
And I told him, and he never said thank you. So I think we'd all agree I'm the hero here, or I'm in the right. So that was a bit unnerving. And then I was waiting for the girlfriend and the son, and I just heard this noise, and a bloke just fell over, right, and into the road, and landed on his
face. Well,
because
you said come.
No, just a separate. Listen, I've crossed the road. I'm now at the back of, the back entrance to the Primark. And he's fell over and he's hit his face on the road. Didn't put his hands out.
Oh, my God.
And he's dropped his can everywhere. He's with another bloke who looks embarrassed. I'm like, oh, my God, this pissed up bloke's just fell over and hasn't even put his hands out. And I walked over to investigate the scene because I am that bloke. And it was a can of, a can of Starbucks espresso. You get, cans of espresso. He got up and was like rubbing his jaw and just walked off and he weren't even pissed. It was fucking bizarre, mate.
What, do you think he tripped or just
blacked
out?
There was, and I looked and I almost photographed the uneven cobbles.
Do you think that it's a bit like, in a zombie film where there's the weird, you remember Shaun of the Dead, where he's just going about his business and like people are turning into zombies. You know what I mean?
Post-vaccine? What?
Are you saying I've noticed
a difference post-vaccine in people's behaviour? Oh, I don't know. Would I say that? Would you say that? I didn't say that. Let's stop talking about it.
I sent you another picture, by the way, just so we can get that live.
So I sent you a picture of the spaceman. We're just sending each other pictures, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, people
good,
like
best
that.
Best thing for an audio podcast.
Maybe we'll post it on
Ash. Why have you chosen those colours? Has he got frostbite? Is that what colour your penis and testicles and bell end is?
Yeah.
I mean, there's pink, purple, and mauve.
Listener, I sent Justin a picture of a penis.
Well, that's a drawing of a penis. That's
too dark.
It's not dark.
Sorry, listener. I know that's not good for the listener, but I just thought I'd. I was hoping he'd see it himself. I wouldn't have to direct him to it. But
okay, well, let me send you a picture.
Listener, this is going to be the... What is it we're going to start watching along together? I can't remember. Oh, Danger Mouse.
Was it?
Going to do some Danger Mouse watch-alongs.
There you go, there he is. Look what I've sent you. There he is.
Is that the couple you offend?
No, they come from, I walked out after this picture. The couple might be across the street. No, they come from...
You're welcome, you ungrateful cunt.
Oh, wait, you're welcome. No, I said you're welcome to him. And then when I turned around, I went, cheeky cunt. That's what I said.
What is he selling? Sorry.
He's just giving out flyers for this toy shop on the right. You can just see that sandwich board. Can I read what it says?
And
that
did you get the...
There you go, engine. Engine systems or something. It's like a little nerdy one.
Can you just
one.
Confirm whether you got the Rubik's thing?
No, didn't.
Oh.
So Justin. Anyway, there's this new... The Disney shop in Norwich is closed and they've opened up a sort of independent one called something
like...
They're
all like, closing. All Disney shops are closing.
Well, okay. Well, there's a shop called something like Joe's Galaxy or something, right? And it's all the... Everything in there is like Star Wars. It's like, I don't know if it's just Disney. They've got like Doctor Who. It's just like a fucking nerd shop. And I go in there.
Is Doctor Who Disney? Is that owned by the same people?
No, I'm saying, I don't know if it is. It's not a Disney shop.
I know it's BBC,
shop.
But I mean...
Yeah, they sell loads of Disney stuff and also Doctor Who and Ghostbusters. It's like just all that sort of stuff, right? Plushies and figures and collectible stuff and fucking whatever. So I go in there and they're playing that fucking... They're playing A Spoonful of Sugar from Mary Poppins, right? Really loud. Sunday. And I walked in and there's this girl. They've got a greeter, right? And as I walk on, she goes, "Happy Disney! Oh, I hope you're having a wonderful Disney day!" With this big...
What?
Yeah. And I walked in and she went, "I hope you're happy and having a wonderful Disney day." Basically, the story is we couldn't find the fidget spinner. So I said, "Right, you can go in there and have a something out of there instead." Because I did drag you around the city.
But what about the fidget spinner?
No, I couldn't find them anywhere. We're going to get one online.
Yeah, but you're not going to get one?
No, we're going to get one online. But I wanted to buy him something that day. He didn't say, like, you've walked around and you come home empty-handed. I mean, that would be a good life lesson, which I would have done with my own children, ironically. But stepdad, I feel like you got to be nicer. It's weird. So
yeah, you do, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. With my kids, I'd be like, tough shit. That's how it goes. But I don't know. You're just nicer. And she went, so I'm still on the same frequency as the spaceman. I'm still there. I mean, I'm really pissed off. Like, I wanted to go and push him over. Do you know what I mean? So he couldn't get up. I'm furious.
Did he hear you?
Yeah, heard all of it, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I said it under my breath so he could hear me. That's what I was saying. And I've just had some cunt mug me off 48 hours before about Pimlico Plumber. And I'm feeling a little bit like, what's going on? I'm thinking I've noticed a tide turn. I'm not having this. I'm not that old. I'm not ready for this. Do you know what I mean?
No. I
underestimate
you're all right,
me at your peril, Armstrong. So I've walked in, she's gone, "Hope you're having a wonderful Disney day." And I just went, "No." And
no.
Yeah. Like as if not, it seems like, "No, I'm not." As if say, like, "No, this isn't, don't, I don't, no."
No, thank you.
No, yeah, no, thank you. She followed it up, Ash. "Oh no, what's wrong?" I went, "Oh, it started raining." I felt it had.
Why would she follow it up?
I think she genuinely meant, like, no, hang on. Like, basically, why I said no was it very much felt like a cult. It was like, "We are all still children, aren't we? You're in here. You're buying toys. I've got a pair of Mickey Mouse ears on. Look at my brightly coloured purple uniform. We're all just children that want to shut the real world out." And I'm like, no, I'm not part of your cult. I'm not part of this delusion. I'm furious that a bloke was just fucking asked me the time and hasn't said thank you if you want to know the truth.
I think that's very fair.
Because the stepson's beyond, he ain't come in the shop yet. I'm on a mission at this point. Because it's like, we haven't found the fidget spinner. It's like, if we can't find it, we'll get this on the way home. It's on the way home. So I'm sort of like, now I'm like, I've got to leave at half five to go to my gig. It's now about 2. And I'm like, I just want to get home, have a cup of coffee and some 90% chocolate and have a few games of chess. I want to chill out before I go. So I've walked in there and they're tagging behind a bit. And she's gone, hope you're having a wonderful Disney day. It was so manic and psychotic. I just went, nah. Like, shook my head, closed my eyes. No, love. You're wrong
did
audience.
Did she leave you after the second follow-up?
She went, oh, British summertime. And I went, it's technically still spring. I wasn't in the best of moods.
Say I'm depressed. The weather doesn't affect me.
I weren't depressed. I was angry, actually. I've only just now recounted it. I think subconsciously I did make a correlation between two people that were clearly physically inferior to me, as in like they were smaller, weaker, older, mugging me off, and I took umbrage to it. Like I think I should command a certain amount of respect, and I'm not getting it, and I don't know if it's my grey hairs. Oh my fucking god! So I went to do the gig on Saturday, and I go to the bar. Where do I go? And she goes, oh, it's my daughter will take you up to the green room. So this 9-year-old girl goes, follow me. And I don't know if she was taking the piss. There was a duo singing jazz in the fucking foyer of the theatre.
Oh, I think you just call them a Jewish person now, actually.
What did I say? Oh, duo. A duo. I had to think what you meant then. I was like, oh, shit, have I said something bad? Yeah, no, I'm basically in the... I'm shimmying up behind a curtain where all these chairs and tables are stacked.
And my shimmying up a 9-year-old?
No, behind this curtain. My cock has basically gone up this woman's ass, fucking singing in this duo. I mean, I've got like a 2
what?
Inch... I know, I've gone behind this curtain, behind the duo. And
so they can see you.
No, I'm behind a curtain.
They see you and a 9-year-old disappear behind a curtain. Like
yeah.
The bulge. The bulge of a 9-year-old and a 46-year-old bloke.
Flaccid bulge. So I've gone... She's took me up to this office and there are twins in there, identical twins. Now,
oh my God,
as
terrifying.
You all know, one of my top three films is The Shining. Most famous, there's a lot of famous scenes in The Shining. Probably the one that even eclipses the Here's Johnny, Jack smashing through the door with the
Jack
axe,
Black.
Is the twins. Where he goes around the corner and there they are, come and play with us, Danny, forever. And I'm going, oh, this is creepy. Then I'm thinking, oh, shit, I'm in a room alone for 15 minutes with these... I was bantering with them. They get out this poster. They go, is that you? They're holding up a poster.
And you're, and they're 9?
I don't know. I didn't ask their age. But, yeah, I'm guessing. So I go... She goes, oh, look, you've got brown hair on here.
And I'm like,
yeah,
it
mate. I went, yeah, I probably should get some new pictures done. And then another one's looking around. It's like, because of the proper theatre, there's a roll of white electrical tape. She goes, oh, we should change your hair on the post. They started ripping off bits of white electrical tape.
What are you talking about? That's so rude.
And sticking it on my hair on the post. Going, yeah, your hair's white. Oh, it was
great. That's so rude. I've never heard anything so rude.
This didn't bother me. This was funny.
No, it doesn't matter that it didn't bother you. It's so rude. It doesn't, like, the point isn't whether it bothers you or not.
No,
when I hear other things like that.
A child can't be rude like that, mate. They don't know yet, do they?
Do you remember when that kid on the track, I'd gone to do Radio X, right? Which at the time I think was like the biggest live thing I'd ever done, probably.
See, LinkedIn, bruv. All right, go on.
On the tube on the way to, I'm going to say I was excited because it was a big deal.
You had an erection.
There was a kid. I was sitting on the tube. There was a kid standing in front of me and she went, look, Dad, he looks like a big James Corden.
Yeah. But yeah, kids can say that.
A big James Corden.
Well, she's lucky. Well, I would have said fat myself. But
big James Corden.
Well, James Corden's already fat. Oh, that's not good.
Exactly. That's what I mean. I
yeah,
look like
a
big James Corden. I look like James Corden.
When someone says you're a fatter version of a famously fat person.
Yeah, that is a real blow. Actually, I'm going to write that down. That'll go in the new show that you developed the other day.
What?
The Ash Frith is Fat show. Remember you said I'm going to turn it into an Edinburgh show.
Oh, no, I don't remember.
When I, because you know, I was publicly shamed for being a fat, miserable cunt.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. There's football. Of course, I do remember that now. Yeah.
So anyway, it then dawned on me that I had actually a couple of months ago made notes about making a show about that, and now, so yeah, I was thinking, yeah, I think I actually will now. Yeah. Thanks. I'm gonna. Mm.
So I'm in this room.
Got a name for it and everything.
So I'm still in this room, and they're going, "Oh, your hair's grey." And then I go, I'm looking at my watch. It says arrive at 7:30, and I've arrived at 7:30. It's now like 8:10, and I'm going, "No one else here." She went, "Yeah, 300 people here." They're well cocky, but it's funny. I go, "There's 300 people here. Didn't you even see them? You just walked through them all." I went, "No, I meant like other performers." They went, "I don't know." And I was like, "This is the green room." Yeah, they look. The walls were green. It was actually green.
Taking you to a green room.
Yeah. I went, "Can you just go and ask your mum?" So one of them ran off. The other one's doing like handstands or fucking mental. And she comes back. She's like, "This isn't the right room." And they took me up, and all the other acts, I'd missed out on 20 minutes of, you know, slagging off other acts with other acts. I was like, oh,
you
shit.
You just spent 20 minutes in a room.
Yeah, being violated, Ash. Being violated in a room.
In a green room.
In a green room.
That is terrible parenting.
Well.
That is genuinely awful parenting.
I go, "You ain't
going to
be in there, are you?" They went, "Yeah."
What?
I went, "You ain't going to be in there, are you?" They went, "Yeah." I went, "What if I say a naughty word?" "Oh, my mum says them all the time." I went, "Yeah. I don't know if she says ones like I say them." But it was a beautiful gig. So anyway, I go up to the green room, and the promoter and the sort of venue manager's there. And I go to the venue manager, "I've been here. I've been here 20 minutes. He goes, "Oh, they fucking did that last month. They do it all the time."
Wow.
Hmm.
I wouldn't do this gig,
good job. I hope you ain't got Tom Binns coming on here anytime soon. That's all I can say, bruv.
Oh, he went viral last week. Did you see that? Some people who obviously didn't know anything about him found one of his clips, and it went massively viral again in America, I think.
Yeah.
And then people like, do just check this out.
Well, yeah. I mean, as long as he's not working or around anyone, I mean, can you enjoy... That case, okay, the question, can you enjoy a historical clip? Or is it...
Depends what it is.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you don't...
Listener. Sorry. I'm cutting you off. I'm finishing.
Listener,
we are... we're going to be back tomorrow, Wednesday, which is 2 days away, because it's Monday today. If you want to, you can go over to Patreon. You can listen to that. Just like... Why don't you all do this? If you're not a patron, do what Rob Hill did. And he signed up for the 7-day trial, which is free. And you can listen to all of the stuff.
I didn't know that. I do that and listen to him?
Said it. Yes.
You've never said that before.
This has been happening for about a month now. There are free trials that you can log in. You can sign up for a free trial, 7-day free trial on Patreon.
How's
and listen to our Patreon
thing?
Episode. Well, because we hope they like what they hear
and they
stay. Are
they, Ash? As if. Come on. That's what your name should be, well, Ash If. That's what you should be called.
If you like it, stay. If you don't like it, don't stay. I think that's the bottom line with the free trial. But we do an extra podcast on a Wednesday for $1 a month. That's not enough. It's really not enough.
I think it's time.
And then we
up.
Do an extra podcast every Friday for
very
$4,
regular. Never miss one. Actually, they're not that regular, but we don't miss one. There are regular. We have been. Oh, how's your bathroom?
Nearly done, yeah. I had a bath. I texted you from the bath, didn't
I? I know, that picture of you as a little flaccid flap. What was that flap of skin that about that 3 inches below your belly button? You what?
That's my penis, my fold, I call it. Yeah.
Your little octopus's beak.
I spent the entire day tiling, and then I live in a Victorian house, and halfway up the wall I realised that my walls are far from square.
They're never square.
Oh, but the gaps in my tiling, fucking shocking. But what can I do? One wall's fine. The other wall is like getting further and further apart as I went up. Because I put a straight edge up one side where the shower panel's going to go. So that was dead straight, like, you know, level. And then because it's a pattern on, like a repeating pattern on the tiles. swastikas. I couldn't like, add a tile or a slither of tile or anything. Oh, my God.
Have you seen that Volkswagen swastika thing?
I think so. Didn't we talk about this before?
I don't know. If you get a Volkswagen symbol and you spin it, it turns into a swastika.
Does it?
No, we haven't. I don't know if it's true. I'm back on X. It's not good for me, but I can't help it. It's so really violent.
It's horrible. There's so much pornography on it. I'm no
And in the comments. So you'll see a clip and it'll be like a video and it'll be like something happening, like a teacher. Like I said, I'm trying to keep my algorithm pure. So it's an experiment, really. So I don't interact with anything. I think I've liked one thing, which was a free SP listener had posted a picture of me with fucking Danny DeVito as the Penguin, like a fat round head and a big beak, going, "Oh, look, he looks like the Penguin."
Oh, I'm missing out on seeing that stuff. That's cool, Oswald.
And you click in the comments, and it's just OnlyFans. It's like that's
pussy and bye. The comments are pussy and bye.
The comments have nothing to do with the thing.
No, it's really weird. Something's happened in the last year or so where it's just turned into that.
Well, without Elon Musk, isn't it?
But, like, I will... Because I
have you seen
really
that bloke kicking
it...
that Palestine flag? You shouldn't laugh. Don't laugh.
No.
In Israel, there's just, like, this Palestine flag on a pole in the middle of the field. And this Israeli couple have stopped and she's filming from the car and he runs over to it and kicks it and it's booby-trapped and explodes and kills him.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Mm. No, I don't want to see that.
Well, I've told you about it now, so you don't have to.
Thanks, listener.
I was about to get into the Palestine-Israel conflict.
Let's not.
Got some questions.
Speak to you later.
Frebentos.